Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Mary Margaret Denholm, your host for today's show. You've reached Messages, Healing, and Prosperity, and we're here to answer any of your questions. Do you have a problem as far as your relationship, a job, future of your career, prosperity, finances? Then please call in, and you can reach us at 845-241-9885. Do that again. 845-241-9850. All right, everybody. Janie, do we have a caller?
Yes, Carla from New York.
Hi, hello.
Hello, New York. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. And what is your name?
This is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. I don't
how
have
can
a specific
we help you
question.
Today?
Yeah, I don't have a specific question, but I was wondering if you picked up anything that I should know, anything in the next couple of months that I can look forward to, anything, whatever you pick up. I would appreciate that.
Okay. Is there someone you know that's getting married? I'm picking up a wedding. I'm picking up a shopping trip, I believe, for that wedding.
Uh-huh.
And with that, you know, sometimes we take a date, someone to escort us to a wedding. I don't think you're going to want to do this. You're going to have a lot of fun, and I do believe you might even meet somebody that's very special. Let's see, there's something else. And I don't know, that there's something here about you taking a course, something that you've been interested in a while. I don't know if it feels kind of like real estate or financial, something like that, that's going to lift you up and put you in a position where you're making more money. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any questions as far as what I have said?
About what you have said? A wedding. Don't know. I'm hoping one of my daughters will get married, so maybe it's one of them. In terms of a relationship, I'm already in one. So do you see anything regarding, my husband is looking for a job. Do you see anything happening around that, actually?
Now, that's still about 3 months down the road. And listen, when I say you're going to meet somebody special, that doesn't mean necessarily a relationship. There's someone else there.
I see.
I think somebody that it would make an incredible friend.
Oh, good.
And somebody you just kind of come together, and you know, it's that kind of friend you can do you. do anything. Go shopping, go to lunch, go to trip, whatever you want to do. But it's Spirit saying you need somebody like that in your life. Is that true?
That's very true. That's very true.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That that is why that door has to open. You're devoted to family, and that will continue. But Carla, there are other things and other people that are going to contribute greatly to your life. Now let's see what Kimberly might say. Hold on. Hold on. Let's get Kimberly on.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi, Carla. For you,
hi.
I thought that there's like a fork in the road, and in this case, you're going to take, it's for your highest good to take the road less traveled, and don't take the familiar path, to try something new and to take a leap of faith. Because it's like you've been in this mundane, and that kind of makes life boring. And it's time now, you know, to flip on that switch and to make these changes now. So they're saying take the road less traveled, even though it might feel, you might be a little afraid to do that, but it's going to be the best thing that you ever did. It's going to change your life when you do this. Do you understand?
I do, and you're absolutely right.
Do you feel a little afraid to do this, Carla?
Yeah, definitely, just because I've been home for so long, and, you know, the idea of, like, going out into the world again is a little anxiety-provoking.
Oh, Carla, I agree with Kimberly.
Carla, there's a lot of good people out there, Carla. There's a lot of good, nice people out there and for positive changes, and I'm going to leave that with you. So nice meeting you. Go ahead, Mary Margaret.
Thank you, Kimberly. I agree with Kimberly. It's really time to take a chance on yourself, to believe in yourself, and really trust. I think this friend may even introduce you to something new, something that you're going to really, really love. And especially if your husband's looking for work or whatever, you may just want to get out there and see what you can do to help. But you have a lot of gifts. They say you have a lot of talents. They just haven't been explored yet. So, Carla, would it be okay if we did a clearing prayer to kind of remove any negative energies or negative anything negative that would interfere with your confidence?
I would appreciate that, actually, because I don't feel very confident at all, and it's part of my frustration.
You've had some trauma. And anytime there's trauma, the electromagnetic field, which is the protection of God, gets fractured. Now, this prayer that we're going to do is going to repair your electromagnetic field, and it's going to remove any negative entities, energies, emotions, and it can really give you a brand new start. Now, if you'd like a copy of this prayer, then I want you to drop an email to, do you have pen and paper?
Actually, Blog Talk will, I could listen to it again, so I could always write it down.
Rev,
yeah,
R-E-V, Rev, R-E-V for Reverend, M-M for Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N is in Nancy, H-O-L-M is in Mary, at AOL.com, and just drop us a note there. Tell them we need tell Janie we need the clearing prayer. Let me see what else you might need. Hold on. Okay. Angelic deliverance. Those two prayers are going to be most beneficial for you. Okay?
Perfect.
Now, when you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to, or who do you connect with in meditation? Do you say higher self, God, Spirit, Jesus, whatever is closest to your heart now, Carla?
I usually say God.
Okay, great. If you will, you always say these out loud. So when you get the prayers, just say them out loud.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God created the earth in Genesis. He spoke. Well, everything mm-hmm. you say, everything you do, everything you feel is going to create your experience. So you've got to, that's why it's so important that you stay positive. And I mm-hmm. I'm going to add self-doubt with this because you've got a lot of self-doubt. All right, dear, here we go. Say this, repeat after me, please. By the power and the authority of Almighty God.
By the power and authority of Almighty God.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
Gently release all negative entities and what else?
And energies.
And energies.
That are touching using me.
That are touching and using me.
Influencing me in any way.
Influencing me in any way.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
Gently release all energies of these.
Gently release all energies of these.
And gently, hold on. And gently neutralize.
And gently neutralize.
Take a deep breath now. You're going to start to feel lighter now. All negative energies and emotions.
All negative energies and emotions.
Especially self-doubt.
Especially self-doubt.
Gently leave now.
Gently leave now.
Remove all blockages and obstacles.
Remove all blockages and obstacles.
To my confidence.
To my confidence.
And my ability to move forward.
And my ability to move forward.
Take another breath. All right, now we're going to repair the bodies. Surround and support.
Surround and support.
My electromagnetic field.
My electromagnetic field.
My emotional and mental bodies.
My emotional and mental body.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me.
And strengthen me.
Take another breath in. Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the perfection of my higher self.
To the perfection of my higher self.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Take three deep breaths. The first breath tells every cell in your body that something's happening and to pay attention. The second actually starts releasing all these negative energies that you've held on to. And the third actually seals this new belief system. And unless you have trauma, your electromagnetic field is strong now, so you are protected and nothing can come in. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
How does that feel now, honey?
I feel more hopeful.
Good. Good. And then give us a call and or give us an email and we'll get those prayers to you. And call back anytime. Just whatever's happening, your life will be expanding now. your interest mm-hmm. will be expanding where mm-hmm. you've made home the major focus. You're going to start finding out who you are. You're going to
right.
find out your gifts and so forth. So we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Blessings.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Good
luck, Carla.
All right, everybody. Now, we have another call. Jamie?
Yes, we do. We have Wendy calling in from California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Such an honor to meet you.
Oh, the honor is mine, dear. Thank you so much. How can we help you today?
Well, there's some things going on. I purchased some very expensive hearing aids at the end of the year, last year,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
It was a new style for me, and they are absolutely not working out. Just a little bit outside of the return window, but I contacted the insurance company to see if they
mm-hmm.
could work with a manufacturer by the name of Oticom to see if they could help me. And
mm-hmm.
Oticom flatly said no.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman I spoke to yesterday describes herself as an advocate, and I'm an advocate in an insurance company, and it's
mm-hmm.
not an easy job. So I was very
mm-hmm.
respectful to her. However, in a polite and professional way, when she made statements that were incorrect, I felt the need to clarify what actually the truth was. And on top of this, there's a woman named Diane at the dispensing audiological shop. I don't trust her. But bottom line, at the end of the conversation, I did let her know that I did not feel like there was a resolution. And I let her know that if she thinks of any other options, and I did ask her to call me back, and that I assured her that I would continue to treat her with nothing but respect and dignity,
mm-hmm.
but also if I needed to clarify something, then I would do so in a nice way. So, and her
mm-hmm.
name is Melanie. Is she going to – I asked her to send my record. She said she would send it no later than Friday. But
mm-hmm.
is she going to contact me? Is there going to be another option she hadn't thought of?
She's going to contact you, but I don't think there's another option. But there's a new piece of information, though, that may help you. She's not going to have an option on her end exactly, but there's something here as far as your insurance company.
Uh-huh.
And the dates on the form, and God, what is this? Hold on a minute.
Sure.
She was just very impressed with you, and she's going to do everything she can to help you. So how long
what?
Are you? She's going to do everything she can to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Now, how long have you had trouble hearing?
Oh, well, I've been a customer of them for over 9 years. No problems whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous style is proven historically to work beautifully. But I was told that the microphone is better on this other style and I should be able to hear even better. And and you know what? I did explain to her. She questioned me as to why I hadn't gone back down to the office, and I told her I'm at a high risk for COVID. And I said I take paratransit, and 19 drivers have become diagnosed. And I said in a nice tone, but to make a point, I said, do I want to resolve this? Absolutely. But do I want to die in the process? No.
Right, right.
And she put in her two cents, like, well, you should be able to go down there. She shouldn't have said that. She's not in a position to – my doctor wrote a letter, and she
mm-hmm.
shouldn't have said that. But I thought of something. What about if I introduce to her when she contacts me again, if I say, well, what about ordering the previous style and I would pay for them? Can you give me an exceptional price on that?
That she might do. That she might do.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. If for any reason it's important for you to go somewhere, there doesn't seem to be, and I don't see any COVID with any of you, especially this year. I don't see any exposure to COVID.
That's great.
I mean, you would be careful. You would be careful, but if you absolutely have to do something, honey, I would not worry about that. I'd wear a mask.
Okay.
I'd wear gloves, depending on where I'm going. But if you have to resolve this, you may have to go somewhere in person, and Spirit wants you just to be comfortable and do what you have to do. Because God is with you. God is with you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
And I live with my beloved sister Leslie and her son Brandon, and I also feel a responsibility to be very careful not to bring the virus inside our apartment. So
right.
I feel that responsibility.
Right. Of course.
But I appreciate you saying that. And so do you feel that it's going to work out, that I'm going to get the style that
I used
to wear, but it'll come?
I do. It's going to it might be a little cumbersome here, but I do think it's going to work out. If you're willing to pay for another pair, and I think that might be the option. But I think Melanie, it was her name, I think she's thinking about something, and she may approach you on even something else. So I wish you the best of luck with that. And thank you so much for listening.
Well, thank you. Can I ask you another question?
Certainly. Go ahead.
Thank you. I lost my job in October because I couldn't hear, and they were no longer willing to wait. They violated ADA in doing that. So I cannot really apply for work until this matter is resolved, which I did communicate. But I am on something called group insurance right now through the previous employer. I know it's going to last at least up to July, but will it last longer than that, or will it just be July?
I don't see it after July, dear.
Okay, and that's okay. I understand why. And my sister and I share an apartment together. We just signed a lease for a year. So will Leslie, my sister, agree around this time next year to move to a new place together? It's to both our advantage financially, and we respect each other's privacy. Will she agree to move to a new place together and sign another lease?
Yes. Yes. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Go ahead.
Will it be a place called The Reserve? It's very expensive, but I love it, and I want to move to a place where we're going to be happy, hopefully until I die. You know, I'm pushing 70. I don't know if that's going to be 1 year or 20 years or whatever it might be. But this place,
I don't see it at that particular place. But what I do see is someone building new apartments, and they're much more reasonable, and they're really nice. And I think your sister's gonna like those a lot better.
Good. And me too.
Hopefully.
So hopefully that means we'll be excited about moving next year.
Yes. I think you will be. Let's see. There's something else. I saw a job in June. And something that you can do from home.
Remote.
Yes.
Well,
and something along the lines of what you had done before, but it seems to have more a more interesting
there's other things that you're doing with it that allow you to grow, and it allows you to feel even more so that you're helping people. You're really involved.
I do like
you'll be
to
really,
help.
Oh
I
yeah,
do like
you're,
to
you're
help
that
people.
Community. Yeah, you're.
I don't ever want to do the same kind of job I did before because it wore on me. I do have a gift for speaking to people, and I knew how to communicate, even if it wasn't what I really wanted to tell them, but I did it in a very in a manner where they felt comforted. And
right,
So I would rather. I've never worked for Kaiser Permanente, but mm-hmm. I would like to work remotely for their appointment desk, where I'm just, you know, scheduling your appointment with your doctor and have a nice day.
That is a possibility, but I don't think it's for scheduling. I don't think mm-hmm. it's for scheduling. I don't know. I see you problem solving. I see you helping people, but it's not like what you did before. But they're going to like your experience.
I've only got 22 years experience.
Right.
And so that could be member services or maybe the department that helps people select a new doctor.
Whatever it is, you're going to be helping a lot of people, dear. So listen, you take care, and you call us back and let us know how you're doing.
I will, and God bless you. And just one quick question. Will I change my doctor? Her last name is L.I. Will I change from her very soon, and would it be smart to do so?
No, it would not be.
Why?
It would not at this time. Now,
why
something may
be?
Happen where you're changing your doctor, but that may be because you're working for another place that, you know, like Kaiser Permanente or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, actually, I'll keep that benefit always as a benefit. I pay for it at a reduced price. So
I see.
That,
I see.
Yeah. But
all right.
It's been a challenge at times. And her demeanor, I feel, has been unnecessary many times. But I've been on an ADA with my employment, and I no longer have to worry about that, thank God. And so there is a doctor. Her name is Hillary. And her blog sounds fun. She used to be in New Orleans, and she sounds – I need somebody more upbeat, to be a good doctor. But I'm kind of watching that, and what I'm going to do – and the next week, something you can do is you can go in and schedule a telephone appointment with a doctor. And then
mm-hmm.
during the conversation, you can say, oh, Dr. Hillary, I really enjoyed our conversation. I feel a rapport with you. I'm a pretty low-level patient. Would you consider putting me on, can I make you my primary care doctor? She can say yes or no.
Right.
That
will not hurt. No, I don't. I don't think she's going to say yes. I think she's got plenty of patients right now, and in fact, she's really on overload.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I don't think so. All right, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. We have to go now.
Thank you. Very much.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Before we go to our next caller.
HDMI 1.
Excuse that. I had no idea that was going to do that now. Before we go to our next caller, I would like to say that if you would like any of the prayers that we do, You can drop an email to Jamie, our producer, at REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, DENHOLM, as in Mary, at AOL.com. If you would be interested in a private session,
and a private session is $100, then you can call me, Reverend Mary Margaret, at 513-289-2914. 513-289-2914. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention is if you have a group of friends and they would like to do, I call it a tarot party, where we do tarot readings and spiritual intuitive information as well, then we do half-hour readings for $75 for four or more people. Also, I do want to put a class together for the tarot as soon as possible. If that is something you might be interested in, the tarot classes last for 10 weeks, and they're $20 per class. And just call us at or drop us an email, and we'll get you on the list, and I'll be in touch as far as the timing and everything else. Now, as you know, we do not just read here. We are problem solvers. So whatever is going on in your life, whatever the self-doubt, lack of confidence, like Carla earlier, or maybe you just need a clearing. Maybe things are out of balance right now. And you're going. We try to learn here as much as possible. In fact, today I wanted to do one of the prayers, Janie. I do we have the prayer for angelic deliverance?
Yes, we do.
All right. Why don't you hold on to that? Let's take our next caller. And then I'll have you do that with the caller.
Okay. Up next is Donna from California. Let me get her on the line
Donna.
Here.
Hi, Mary Margaret. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
How can we help you, dear?
Staying home right now. Yeah, two questions. One's about abundance coming in for me, maybe with luck or windfall or inheritance or something like that, because I'm retired. I just am on a fixed income. And the other one's about significant other partner coming in for me, a male partner that I could spend my life with.
There are some kind of funds coming in the third week of May of this year. And then and some other funds, I want to say the third week in September.
Okay.
Now they're not millions of dollars, but they're going to help you to be more comfortable. Now, as far as the significant other, hold on a moment. This year.
Yeah.
This year.
Good.
In August. Now, I see this gentleman.
Okay.
And the feeling I have is at first you're going to think he's really boring.
Mm.
But he really isn't. I think he lost his wife maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and he doesn't know how to, how can I say, he doesn't know how to connect.
Okay.
So Spirit is saying, just be patient, be friends with him, be friends in September, October, November, and then by Christmas it gets more serious.
Oh.
But you have to be patient. You have to be really patient. Is that okay?
Yeah, because I like to really get to know a fellow anyways. Yeah, so the patience part's mine. I mean, I want to know that I completely trust him. Care for
you're
him
gonna,
and he cares
gonna,
for me.
You're going to think he's awkward, but he's not awkward.
Uh-huh.
He's not awkward. He's just not accustomed to this. He's been
I don't
with
think
the
I am either. I haven't dated in years. I haven't
well,
dated
then,
in like 10
then
years.
You two might be very, very compatible. Might be very,
yeah.
very compatible. I wish you the best of luck. Call back and let us know.
Mary Margaret, real quick, do you see us traveling together? Because that's something that I want to do again. I've done a lot
yes.
of it, and I just want to – you do.
Yes. He's gonna want that, not just traveling, say by plane or on a cruise, but I think he has an RV and is looking for somebody who could be with him and travel the country.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, Janie, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we do. We have Maddie from Atlanta, Georgia, and then we have an additional caller after that. But I'll connect you with Maddie right now.
Thank you. Hey, Maddie.
Kevin, Margaret, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. My question is pretty much the same as the young lady before me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow,
what?
That's what I want. I want to know about money. Oh,
okay.
That is some money that's owed to me. Come on.
Are you looking for work or you're looking for additional funds?
There's money that's owed to me, a
mm-hmm.
large sum of money that's owed to me, and it's a group of people that put in together, a group of people involved. And I know the lockdown the last time I got an update, I think nothing was going on because of the lockdown. But I would
mm-hmm.
want to know, I would like to know, is he doing anything now? Since it's April of 2021, maybe things have opened back up a little bit now.
Well, they're pointing to July, the fourth week in July.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they're pointing to the fourth week in July, and I don't see anything
that,
else
that
for this
settlement
year.
That settlement would be taken care of? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That
100%.
The fourth week in July that I will receive finance?
You'll either know you're getting it or you're getting it then.
Oh.
It'll be arranged, but the information is there that fourth week of July.
Oh, that's not far away.
Mm-mm, no, it's not.
That far away. Wow. That makes me feel happy. Wow.
Now, I have to tell you, as far as a partner, in November, you're joining something or somebody's taking you somewhere where you've never been before, and you do meet someone who is, he's just very nice. And,
oh.
and kind of like the lady before you, he may not be accustomed to meeting new people, or especially women. And I think he's also a widower. And so you too would have to be patient. You too would have to just take it slow, very slowly. And boy, this is like a mirror type image with the person before you. And he does like to travel too.
Oh, that's and, cool.
And,
like.
He, and he does have a lot of friends, so you're going to meet a lot of people. And you need that in your life right now.
That's very true. That's very true.
Kimberly, do you have anything?
I do. Hi, Maddie. I have two things I want to tell you. The first thing with that group of people with the money, it's coming in the tuition where it's going to balance out, but there's a lot of karma attached to that money situation. And then the other thing with this man that's coming in, they're showing me a dance floor. Now, he's not going to be a dancer per se, but you're going to meet him where there's going to be dancing going on. And it doesn't feel like a wedding. It feels like a nightclub or a bar restaurant type setting. That I see him sitting there. He's having a good time with friends, but he watches, but he's not much of a dancer. And I will just leave that with you.
Oh, dancer. And I love dancing. And music is at night, every cell in my brain. in my
now,
body.
Now, remember what I said. Maddie, remember what I said. He goes to those places and enjoys it, but he himself is not a dancer, just so you know.
He's not a dancer, okay? But
you know what
he's showing?
You know what Spirit's showing me, Kimberly? The
what?
Night that he meets her, he's had a little bit too much, and his bravery is up. And that's not
absolutely
normally the case, but Spirit is arranging, making sure that he sees you, and he's had enough to drink that he just waltzes over and asks you to dance. And that is not normal. He's not that bold. Not that bold, but he thought, oh, I got to see her. I got to dance with her. And, oh, yeah, it's absolutely adorable. Absolutely adorable. Anything else, my dear?
I love that. And that is November. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
So you have to go to new places. You have to do new things.
I have to move around. That's very true. That's right. Since the lockdown,
community groups too are going to be real important.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
or
that
community
is what
fundraisers and that type thing. But
mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything else here?
Well, I got my money and I got my man.
Well, we like to have happy customers here.
And as long as I have my health, I'm good.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Keep us posted.
Well, I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. All right, Janie.
Okay, up next we have Kate from Florida, and then just one more caller after that, okay?
All right.
Through. Thank you.
Hello, Kate from Florida.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm good.
I think there's two
are
of
you
us.
There? I'm here. Mary
I'm
Margaret's
here.
How can I help you? Honey, you're
I think
breaking
I was
up.
Hearing him. Anyway.
No, you're breaking up, honey.
Okay. Let me move to a different spot.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, thank you so much for your kind spirit. That in and of itself has been uplifting.
Thank you so much.
I have a corner on patience. You've got me. You're way, way, way more advanced in patience. My question for you is,
yes.
I am open, and what is the message you're receiving for my highest and best good?
Is there a part of your life or a substantial part of your life that where you're in a rut, you consider it a rut?
I wouldn't say a rut. Certainly the constraints of the last year.
Oh, yeah, of course,
have,
of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of the world, I am just over the rainbow.
Okay,
happy
you're doing
with
great.
What's been available. Yeah.
All right.
Am I maximizing what I'd like to be doing, like
yes.
so many of us? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you trying to meet somebody?
No.
Okay. I've had to ask that because I'm seeing this gentleman. I see this gentleman that is I don't know why he's here.
Trying to meet somebody is the least likely time you'll meet somebody, Mary Margaret.
Right. No, no, no.
You know
but
what
this
I'm
is
saying?
Somebody
it's
in
when you
spirit.
Least expect it.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I believe it's predestined. I do. you know, and but I have somebody here, a man in spirit.
Uh-huh.
And he was a rather tall, glasses, gray hair, and I believe he died of cancer. Could you place him?
Gosh, there are so many males on the other side.
I know.
I
wish I could give you more information.
What is he wanting to communicate?
I think his first name begins with a B. Okay, let's see what he needs, what he wants here. All right. This gentleman he is more of a sentry, he said. A sentry to help guide you spiritually.
Okay.
His job is to bring in spirit as you require. And for
okay.
your growth. For your growth now. Now there's this feeling that you might be in a plateau. That's what I think I'm feeling, a plateau spiritually. And what he is saying is there are three people coming in, three people that are teachers for you, and they're going to open doors and really make you excited about your new spiritual life. You've done well, and you are spiritual, but this will raise your physical frequency to close to the seventh dimension. Now
that feels very right in terms of the plateau and all of that.
Mm-hmm. So
very spot on.
Now, if I'm just going to mention this because I do a lot of classes, and I do. We're going to bring Divinity Spiritual, our church, here to Blog Talk. I would highly recommend it for you. Our church,
okay.
is not, I don't preach, I teach. And in most of our messages of the week, you know, we have the influence of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Mary, Prime Creator, Divine Spirit. We have all, everything that could really help you, you know, to feed your soul. And so I'm just mentioning that. But for you now, you have abilities that you have not even uncovered yet. And as you walk further on your spiritual path, there's one point, and I just went through something like this, where you feel like you've stumbled. And spirit is saying, no, that was just something you had to go through to release more energy so that you could be lifted to even a higher dimension. So you're where you might feel very depressed about this, don't, because it's going to clear you. It won't last that long. It'll clear you, and then another teacher comes in, and you have all this information, and you're so excited because your gifts are just blossoming. Now let's see if Kimberly has something. Kimberly, hon?
Hi, Kate. This came in really strong. There's something, there's one thing, and you know what it is. There's one particular thing from your past that you're hanging on to. It's time to just let that go. Learn the lessons from it. You remember them, but it's time to just let that go and move on. Do you understand?
Totally. That was really,
okay,
if you the question was going to be my question.
Because
okay,
Divine
two,
Spirit
eight.
Was screaming that the whole time to me. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. Now, Kate, also, I want you to email me, and Jamie will get it, at revmmdenholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, at AOL.com, And we have prayers. And I don't know if you paid attention to our other shows. We've done the clearing prayer. We've done the prosperity prayer. We have the Matrix of Illusion. I would strongly recommend that you listen to those shows. And because you've had trauma in your life, your electromagnetic field is only at 23%. Now, the electromagnetic field is the protection of God. And once we do the clearing prayer, your bodies, your mental, your emotional, your electromagnetic field will be 100%. So you'll have that protection. But right now, you have some things with you that are just trying to keep you ordinary. They're trying to hold you just back from being really coming into your success, your destiny. So I would ask you, would you want to do the clearing prayer with me?
Yes.
When you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to or who do you connect with in meditation? Do you say God, Spirit, Jesus, Higher Self? What touches your heart?
You know, Mary Margaret, it depends on the moment, and I wait. Mm-hmm. And
all right, then I'm going to pause.
I will include Mother Mary.
I love Mother Mary.
Mary Magdalene, my angels.
Okay.
My
well, then
counsel.
When I pause, I want you to put in anybody you want. When I pause, because I'm going to say, by the power and authority, and I'm going to have you repeat that and then add anybody you want. And then we'll say the prayer. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Take a deep breath, dear. All right. By the power and authority of
Father God, Jesus, the Christ consciousness, Mother Mary, Gaia, Elijah, the Council of Guides and Spirits nearest to me, the angels watching over, and the ascended masters and ancestors encircling us.
I now command. Say that, please.
I now command.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies interfering.
All entities and energies interfering.
In any way.
In any way.
Touching or using me.
Touching, using, or interfering with me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
Leave now.
Leave now.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these.
All energies of these who would interfere or negate
released
from my highest and best good, you are released,
removed, and neutralized.
And neutralized. All negative energies and emotions.
Gently leave now.
Any lack of forgiveness, gently leave now.
Surround and support.
Surround and support.
My electromagnetic field.
My electromagnetic field.
My emotional and mental bodies.
My emotional and mental bodies.
With grids of golden crystalline.
With grids of golden crystalline.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love, sacred truth, and sacred light, you are with me.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
All fractures in my fields are repaired.
And I am strengthened.
And I am strengthened and strong.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As I gently align to the cosmic template.
As I gently align with the cosmic template.
Of my higher self.
Of my higher self.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it, and so it is.
Take three deep breaths there. The first breath tells every cell in your body that something's happening and to pay attention. The second actually releases, and the third seals in your new belief.
I release.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, my goodness. And you are so enlightened and so aware that those with whom you are praying, you give the confidence and the strength to give voice and to support. It's one thing when someone else's words are said over you. It's another thing when you join that energy with another being. Thank you so much for sharing this.
Yes, thank you so much for calling, dear. Keep us posted.
Okay, thanks again.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Janie, we've only got a minute or two. Yes.
Can we squeeze in Suzanne, please? Thank you.
Yes,
Suzanne from Long Island.
Suzanne?
Yes,
honey, we're very short on time. What is your question?
If you see love life or work or anything changing or someone coming into my life.
Work is going to change this year. But I think you're staying at the same place, but you're going to be promoted.
And what about love life?
What, dear?
I'm a sub-teacher aide and sub-lunch monitor. Do you see me gaining an aide position then? Because that's what I'm trying to do.
Yes, you're getting an aide position in September.
Okay, yeah, I have to
now,
try to find some more work, though.
As far as your love life, something's going on in May. Something's going on in May. You're going to meet somebody. And, dear, I'm going to ask you, if you need any other information, to please call back next week. Okay?
So you see somebody in May?
Yes, dear.
Do you know how I'm going to meet them real quick, or?
It's some kind of get-together. So, but it is social. It is social. I wish you the best.
You are seen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You are heard. You are loved for who you are. You are enough. You are complete. You
of you who like this music, I'd like you to go to KarenDrucker.com, and I thank Karen Drucker for the use of her music for this show. Thank you all for listening. See you next week.